This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. A record trade deficit forecast reignited FTA policy debates. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmer's Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmer's Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmer's Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
The USDA's forecast of a looming record farm trade deficit next year raises the specter of an earlier debate and questions over the administration's policy not to do free trade agreements. The $42.5 billion farm trade deficit, if realized, again raises the issue of the administration rejecting market-opening free trade deals, according to U.S. Trade Ambassador Catherine Tai.
No, we're not doing the big comprehensive agreements that are really great for ag and terrible for our industries, but we are nevertheless securing wins, $21 billion over the last 3 years.
However, Tai's argument before Senate ag lawmakers this year swayed few, including retiring Democratic Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow.
I know there are a number of agriculture stakeholders that sent you a letter urging you to commit to an aggressive agriculture trade agenda. So important that we have those markets. We need those markets, and we need the trade agreements.
Top finance panel Republican Mike Crapo says U.S. producers have already been hurt by the lack of new trade deals.
Australia and New Zealand each negotiated free trade agreements with Thailand. And since then, demand for premium U.S. beef fell by 30% because our cattlemen face a 50% tariff while those two partners face none.
USDA chief economist Seth Meyer blames the record ag trade deficit forecast on falling commodity prices, a slower Chinese economy, and the continued strength of the U.S. dollar. But South Dakota Ag Republican John Thune sees it as even more reason to do trade deals to open new markets.
Market access is what our farmers and ranchers are looking for to open up the markets so they can sell their products and get the trade deficit back to trade surplus and get this net farm income back in the positive column.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.